I'm very interested in not just simply the human impact on the Gulf environment, but I'm also, as an environmental historian, I'm interested in how nature has shaped the course of human history. One obvious example would be hurricanes. Hurricanes have determined international rivalries. They've determined where people live. They determine, you know, the architectural design of our houses and buildings. They forced us to leave places. They brought us to places. They've wiped out beaches. They've created beaches. There are other natural characteristics of the Gulf of Mexico that have shaped the course of human history, fish and birds, for example.
So the whole crisis with the oil spill, is that just a part then of what you're doing?
Oh, yes. That's only one part. Again, the book covers the period from the geological formation to the present, so I deal with pre-Columbian native coastal dwellers. I deal with the Spanish, the French, the British, the American, and then on into the American period. And so the 20th century, really the late 20th century, is the last couple of chapters of my book, and that's, of course, when I deal with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Among other things, one point I make in this book is that the worst oil spill in U.S. history, but it's not the worst environmental disaster that the Gulf of Mexico has suffered. Every day is an environmental disaster for the Gulf of Mexico, unfortunately. And the sources of this disaster is many, from industrial pollution to surface runoff, which can be mixed with automobile pollution, but also fertilizer and agricultural runoff, and then coastal erosion and destruction.
You know, one of the things that's interesting to me in this whole conversation that we've had around planning our event of Thirst, Beauty, and Vision, Writing to Save Our Waters, is the historical shift between the idea of water as a sacred element and how we're using it now, which seems to be more like a dumping ground for human pollution. There's a wonderful quote that I love by Bill Belville, who's a writer from down in Sanford. And he talks about how the indigenous people of Florida viewed water. He says, water was enchantment, certainly, but it was also deeply feared and honored, held close to the heart in both mystery and awe. It was sacred. And it seems to me that a lot of people recognize that, but a lot of people also don't. And when we don't recognize that this is the element that sustains our life, we're so much more likely to pollute it and to permit pollution. And that's one of the things that we want to have an ongoing conversation with people about here in our area. I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that our waters are in trouble and we need to do something differently. We need a new vision. So it's people like you and Cynthia Barnett and Lola Haskins and Margaret Ross Tolbert who are really bringing some of these issues into the public view. And we really want to highlight that. And we also really want to thank you and honor you for that work, because it's tremendously important right now.
Well, thank you. I think it's tremendously important to all of us, as you said, and also future generations.
I never quite put it together the way Cynthia Barnett did. She said, by the time you count up Bartram, of course, being William Bartram, John Muir, Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, and their modern descendants, our region becomes a literary site every bit as important as Jack London's ranch in Northern California or William Faulkner's home in Oxford, Mississippi. That's a big statement. And one of the things we're trying to do with our event, too, is highlight that whole history of the number of people who've written about our area and got inspiration from our area. And you're certainly one of those. We have a little gift for people who are going to be coming to our event. It's a bookmark that'll be given out free that's got lists of books on two sides of a whole bunch of titles that we've collected that refer to our area. And we're hoping that's going to inspire new and emerging writers and also inspire people to dig a little bit deeper and read a little bit more about our area and how it's changed maybe over the years.
Who all will be participating in this?
We have four of our Gainesville-based writers who have won Florida Book Awards, and they are Cynthia Barnett, Jack Davis, who we're talking to right now, Lola Haskins, who's a wonderful poet, and Margaret Ross Tolbert, who's a painter who also has a lovely book about the springs. We're also going to give the first Vision Award of Florida's Eden to Ron Cunningham, who was for many years the editorial page editor of the Gainesville Sun, who's been writing editorials about our water for years and years.
Is it free to the public, by the way?
It's sponsored by the Florida Humanities Council, and it is free to the public. All their events are free.